one. All right, I call the Human Services Finance and Policy Committee to order. May I have a motion to approve the minutes from April 9th, 2025? Awesome. Any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. Motion carries. So the minutes of April 9th, 2025 are approved. All right, Chair Schumacher, would you like to move your bill?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would move that House File 2434 be re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means, and I have a couple of amendments.
Wonderful. Would you like to move those?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I will move the DE1 amendment.
All right, Chair Schumacher, would you like to speak on the DE? Oh, what was this? Okay, let's pass them both quick. All right.
And thank you, Madam Chair. We'll first, if we could, to get the DE into the form that we would like to present it today, could we move the A2-1 amendment, please?
All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
And then, Madam Chair, I'd like to move the DE1 as amended.
All right. So, again, those in favor, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
So excited, Madam Chair.
Okay, great. So, Chair Schumacher, to your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First, I would just ask if nonpartisan could walk through the A2-1 so members have an idea of what we adopted here today.
Madam Chair and members, the A2-1 amendment includes some additional technical assistance from the Department of Human Services to make the housing support language match the tracking, and it includes a couple of additions to budget proposals from the Department of Human Services, and it includes the addition of House File 2299 from Representative Bierman related to enteral feeding.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I think we're open to comments and questions from the committee.
There we go. Is there any member discussion? All right, seeing none. Chair Knorr.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. Before I begin, I just wanted to say thank you to all of us. I know this has been difficult, but I wanted to start by thanking our nonpartisan staff, Johanny, for all the work, and Josh Berg, who put the fiscal
We're not thanking Josh.
I was just listening to him on NPR, watching us, so. Doug Berg for their help. I also wanted to thank Danielle Pugnelli and also Sarah Sunderman for the help in terms of putting the policy together. I wanted to thank the partisan staff from Tom Brennan for all the work that is done, and also Megan Rosberg for your help. I wanted to thank also the CLS, Joseph Fruha for your help in terms of putting this whole process for us to get where we are. Likewise, from the DFL side, our CA, who has done an amazing job, Nick Sumolanga, and from our House researcher, Marley Peterson, for the work, for our CLA, Elijah Henderson, for the help that they did. I don't want to also forget the pages. We have Hamad Alhamdi for your help, and also Shelby Gansky for the help that we were able to get, but also for the House support system, from the media to everyone else who helped us get where we are today. And I just wanted to thank Chair Schumacher. Quite frankly, this has not been easy. It has been a difficult conversation, knowing the targets that we have. Likewise, we did not sit down to start trading offers, because that's not good for what we're doing. We sat down and walked over the whole process. We didn't take what the governor was offering us. We went in a different pathway. The constraints with this budget made us work closely. It's a difficult budget to cut $1.3 billion biennium. It was a difficult choices that we were able to make, but we were able to come together and make the right choices. Some of these adjustments that we made will have an impact. Will have an impact in group homes, will have an impact in nursing homes. It will have an impact in those who we're caring in the homes. It will have an impact on individuals who are seniors. It will have an impact on individuals who are with disabilities. It's not something that we can say we're proud of this budget, but we did get where we were supposed to do. That's the task that we were assigned. That's the task that we're meeting the needs of Minnesotans, no matter where you are. Likewise, I wanted to say there are some significant investments that we've made in this bill. If you are dealing with comorbidity, co-occurring, substance use disorder, mental health, we are taking care of those individuals who need the help. If you're in a nursing home, we wanted to make sure that the staff who are working in that nursing home are paid fairly and equitably. If you are getting services through the PCA or CFSS, we are making adjustments necessary to keep people to stay within their communities. Some of the shifts in terms of making sure that we don't have a deep cut in the system. We're making adjustments based on CPIU when we talk about DWRS, not just keeping them within 2%. When we talk about the supplemental that we made the changes, we're not taking away the supplemental in housing support. We're holding people harmless. Quite frankly, I know there are so many people who are frustrated with absence utilization. And to let you know that we didn't do the 351 that was proposed in the governor's bill. We made sure that everyone who is being cared for 365, they get the care that they need for that 365 days. We made sure that we take care of those most vulnerable with high needs. And if someone is absent, quite frankly, that was already baked into the budget, we were able to balance a little bit. I'm assuming this is not going to be the final product of this bill. We will have some challenges throughout the process, but I'm comfortable that we will get there. We will get there together. It's not going to be me or Chair Schumacher's responsibility. It is our responsibility. It is our responsibility to take care of those who need the most. They're hurting right now. They're asking us for help. They're looking for pathways that will address their needs. As the aging population continues to grow in our state, as the needs for people with disabilities continue to grow in our state, we have to find a fair, balanced process. Likewise, for those who are dealing with homelessness, we're making some strides in this bill. Yes, we understand shelter saves lives, and we're making sure that we fund some of the shelter programs in this bill. And we also understand housing provides a place for people to go home. We're making those adjustments. But this is not something that we can say we're proud of, but we're getting there. We're getting there day by day. It's the responsibility that we were assigned, and we will talk to our leadership. We'll come together and we'll find a better solution that can get us to the best place that we can be. Likewise, I don't want people to start panicking. I know that we're going to face some challenges with the federal budget. It's time to start working on a strategy that will help us get there. And I know we can, because we have. And with that, I just wanted to say thank you. We've got more work to do, and I look forward to collaborating with all of you as we move forward with this exercise that we're doing today. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members, and thank you, Chair Knorr, for not only the work that was put into this bill, but for your leadership on this committee for this session, and it's been historic in a number of different ways, and it continues to be, and I hope that this ends up being an example of the ability to do things without, as Chair Norris said, trading offers, but actually just having a conversation about what we're doing. We have a task here, and I made the comment yesterday about us having 6 days to do this, but we've been working on this conversation long before, trying to get targets that made sense, that didn't put, as it always does, human services against education or transportation or all of those things. We always have to fight for every little bit here, and we see the cost drivers that happen in this area, and then we get blamed for it, and we have to make the decisions. And then we get our targets, and then we have to make the decisions about who has the impact or who carries the load on these things. And is it going to be the disability community? Is it going to be our nursing homes and our elderly care? Is it going to be those who protect the most vulnerable in our state? Who among them is going to have that? And we found creative ways to address some of that, to be able to bring more funding in so we didn't have to make the cuts that we had. We tried to get the counties to be part of the solution in this and some cost-sharing mechanisms for the things that they set rates on that we don't control but we get to pay for, bringing them as a partner to some of this piece here. And it's not fun. I watched the Senate hearing yesterday, and for those who got commentary from me while I was watching that, I was pretty salty about the way they presented themselves, and just the, maybe it was a coping mechanism, the jovial nature that they used. But this isn't easy. This isn't fun. This is just very difficult work that we all signed up for, that everyone on this committee signed up for, because we want to make the hard decisions and do the right things. We want this to be something that gets beyond just the next 2 years, that is something that is manageable in our trajectory throughout the state here. And I would say, as we look at how things balanced out, one piece I know early on that I was really thinking about before I started having conversations with Chair Knorr were things like waiting list for people. And that's where I came from when I first started here, was the waiting list system. And we got away from that, and we got away from it for the right reasons. And we didn't go back to that in this budget. There's a lot of difficult things in this budget, but that, thankfully, is not one of them. And it was Chair Knorr that was able to help me get beyond that, not desire to see happen, but mindset of what was possible there. And so politics is the art of the possible. This budget is a challenge. It would have been much more difficult with a committee that wasn't committed to actually lead and was more interested in doing the partisan barbs. And so very thankful for those on the committee and for what was presented this year and how we presented that. And with that, I would renew my motion that House File 2434, as amended, be referred to the Ways and Means Committee, and would direct nonpartisan staff to make any technical or conforming corrections as needed. Madam Chair.
Microphone. So I renew Chair Schumacher's motion that House File 2434, as amended, be re-referred to Ways and Means. All those in favor of House File 2434, as amended, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Motion passes. And House File 2434, as amended, is re-referred to Ways and Means.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I believe Chair Knorr had, before we adjourn, more.
Okay, great.
No, we're just having conversation whether we adjourn or just to the call of the chair and make sure that we can come back if necessary, because I know this may be the final hearing that we have, and we may need just to come back for other things that we have conversation on. So that's... We can always schedule another meeting if necessary. So I don't know what the chair will. We're making decisions as we fly.
Thank you, Chair Norris. Madam Chair, if you want to recess to the call of the chair, that would be fine by me.
All right. So I will recess to the call of the chairs. We are adjourned. Or no, we are not adjourned. We are in recess.